Theist, Part 1, Conception. I never understood the fascination he had with my chin. He would always grab it firmly with a hint of urgency, like if he did not capture it between his fingers, it would fly away into the moonlight, never to be seen again. Once under his control, he would soften the pressure in his fingers and tilt my head from one angle to another like some type of non-invasive exam. He could not know, but I often read his mind to see what he was thinking about. I still had not gathered enough patience living as a human being all these years. He was confused about me and wondering if he really deserved me or not. I considered insecurity a plague of sorts on mankind. It was the spur of so many superficial indiscretions among people. Crazy to think that something so small had the power to disrupt logic and emotionally cripple an otherwise balanced person, push them to irrational thoughts and senseless actions. I did not want him to be insecure, so I placed my hands on his massive shoulders and I took it away. Whenever I wanted to sway him, I would close my eyes to concentrate. No doubt he thought this was a cute, romanticized gesture to display my feelings for him. Maybe it was a little bit. But the deeper meaning behind this was, I need to see a blanket of darkness to navigate the mind. It takes focus and precision to maneuver emotion without causing an upset to the physical body and consciousness. I did not want to scare him. I was falling in love with him. I slowly inched those insecure thoughts out of his mind and gradually replaced them with a bud of confidence meant to purposefully blossom as soon as I let go of my sway over him. I felt the release in his shoulders as my signal to open my eyes. He was staring at me intently, waiting in the oasis, I like to call it. If I did not know any better, I would think this simple act was a declaration of him knowing my true origins. I felt powerless in it. I felt naked, raw, and exposed. I could feel the sticky, viscous liquid gore crawling inside my veins, bubbling in the depths of my core, reminiscent of a dormant volcano reliving the glory days of eruption. It was a stir he provoked in me. I never experienced any such thing from a person. I never even knew they had that kind of hidden power inside of their fragile, modest bodies. But James was more. He was so special. A massive man of intensity and open nerves. He was a hot wire of passion that enveloped me, drowned me, and brought me back to time in one intense gaze. I was obsessed with every corner of space he occupied. I was utterly fascinated with him and wanted him to be inside of me. I wanted to dwell inside of his lips, his arms, his legs, his toes, his fingers, and most importantly, his soul. I felt his hands on my hips, holding my gaze, pulling me in closer. The damp grass grazing my ankles as I shifted closer to him, bare feet of abandon, relishing in the simplicity of this existence with him. The wind was light and cool against the back of my neck. The moon was thick and bulbous, wrapped in murky velvet, almost close enough to touch and smother between my fingers, careful not to disrupt the soothing continuation of obscurity. I felt my chest opening with deep breaths of anticipation. I was becoming hungry now. It was a dangerous state for me to be in around him. It was a phase he could not satisfy and an impulse I had trouble trying to control. I had only been able to harness one time in my instance. In the beginning, when there was nothing but black velvet and faint twinkles dotting the expanse. I remember feeling singular. I think it is referenced as being and feeling lonely. Even though I had a sense of other entities like myself as a collective consciousness, I yearned for more. I yearned for newness and uncertainty, wildness and hope. I yearned for free will. So I convinced the other entities to help me forge them, the humans. Our unique and complicated, beautiful and exotic children, made up of bloody intricacies and emotional strongholds, palpable enough to erode an otherwise tranquil existence. I placed my hand on the chest of humankind and sent lush electricity through it. Much like how I placed my hand over James's heart in that moment. I was the pulse of the world. And in his childlike and innocent demeanor, I grew fearful that he knew, or at least had a notion that I am so much more than what I appear to be. With my hand on his chest, I pulled all the energy in his body, from the tips of his toes all the way up to where my hand was placed. He parted his lips, wetness laying in the cupid's bow like a puddle of cool rain. I love you so much, he thought. He was magnificent to me in every conceivable way. I had an inkling to let him see me in my true form. This is most certainly a forbidden act that can garner severe consequence, but before I could push the thought away, I felt my eyes growing warm. I closed them again quickly, but the intensity of heat was swelling so fast. I started to panic, untamed power roiling inside my vessel. I felt flickers of heat gushing just beneath the surface of my flesh. No, please, I thought. I must let go. I must get away before I destroy him, before all is lost. And then he kissed me. It was the initial contact and the deliberateness so far in that caught me, anchored me into a smoldering calm of indigo flame. The duality of his lips, smooth and rough, soft and hard, ignited me in a different type of way. I pushed away everything in that moment. The grass, the night sky, the moon, the stars, our clothes, it was all gone. We drifted in velvet dark. No noise. Nothing but him and I. I was the only thing keeping him alive there. And little did he know, he was the only reason I felt alive at all.